We're about 1 minute away from the beginning of our skipper's meeting, where you will hear all of the official instructions, just as the 400 sailors will hear it. You're listening to live coverage on RadioSt.Pete.com. And first time we have ever brought you a regatta. And it's coming to you from the more than 100-year-old St. Petersburg Yacht Club on the bayfront in St. Petersburg, RadioSt.Pete.com, live on Saturday morning. And again, later today, we'll bring you some coverage of the Saturday morning market as well as Localtopia from Williams Park. And some interviews also with the folks making these events happen. The regatta officials are gathering out on the podium as well. And the mayor of the city of St. Petersburg has just arrived, Rick Kreisman. And we will hear from him as well. So in just a few seconds, they'll be underway. They're taking some pictures.
Lisa Avila, I met you at Marietta.
As we told you just a moment ago, conditions here are not suitable for an immediate start of the regatta due to fog and a bit of a lack of breeze. But we'll hear the official word on that in just a moment.
Can I get a picture with you guys in the mirror?
And you can hear the pictures being taken with the mayor and the officials of the 2014 Valentine's Youth Regatta today and tomorrow at the St. Pete Yacht Club. We're ready to go. Let's
get everybody's attention. We're going to start off the event here with our skipper's meeting. Sailors, we could get your attention. We're going to get things rolling. Welcome to the 2014 St. Petersburg Yacht Club and USODA Valentine's Regatta. As you can tell, the parking lot is a very busy place this morning. This is our biggest event yet. We have 397 competitors here this year.
Wow.
We're going to have roughly 225 in the gold fleet, about 100 silver fleet sailors, and we've got 66 laser sailors competing in the Florida State Laser Championships this weekend. My name is Todd Fedison. I'm the Youth Sailing Director and Head Coach here at the St. Petersburg Yacht Club, and also your event chairperson. I'm also wearing the cap of the PRO for the Gold Fleet course this weekend, so we're going to touch on some race course stuff in just a minute. But first I'm going to introduce new elect St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman. He's going to say a couple words.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I want to first thank Todd and Sean for putting this whole event on, and it was amazing driving up here today and seeing a sea of white sheets. I want to welcome everyone here to St. Petersburg, where even on a foggy, cloudy day like this, the sun is always shining on this great city. I also want to welcome you to the historic St. Petersburg Yacht Club, which is one of the oldest yacht clubs in the United States. We'd like to extend a special welcome to the almost 400 of you youth sailors who are joining us here today from all around this world. We've got folks here from 8 countries and as far away as Sweden who are here to compete today, and we're thrilled to have you here. So on behalf of all the citizens of this city, we want to say welcome, please be safe, and have a great time today. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mayor. Next up, we've got St. Petersburg Yacht Club Commodore Matt Bryant, who would like to say a couple words.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. 397 boats. That's incredible. When I was a kid sailing, we were lucky we could find 3 boats to go out and go around a tin cup somewhere. So I am jealous, and congratulations to all of you for your wonderful sailing. I'd like to thank Todd, who will be our race committee for the course, and Jerry Harris, and Sulgin Sachs, and Gloria Davis will be on the other courses. I'd also like to, in advance, thank all the coaches that are here, who I know are going to go above and beyond their call of duty of just taking care of their own kids and help out with anybody who needs some help. So in advance, thank you very much. And of course, all those Opti moms and pops who brought their kids and are going to have a great time and enjoy our beautiful club. And thank you all for coming. And please, please, please enjoy all the facilities of our club. Thank you.
Thank you, Commodore. Up next, we've got Sean Macking, who's our waterfront director. Sean's just going to say a couple words about the logistics and the parking and a few things that have to do with the sailing center.
All right, everybody. First of all, welcome. My staff has been working extremely hard, and we have a lot of volunteers that are here to help you guys get in and out in a safe, comfortable, and hopefully efficient fashion. There are a couple of small things that I do want to mention. There is absolutely no parking on the grass across the street from the sailing center. That's for loading and unloading only, and that will be the same way tomorrow afternoon when you guys are heading out. So if you can have somebody stay with the vehicle at all times, that'll ensure that we've got a great flow going and we can get you guys in and out efficiently. There's also no parking in the marina right next door. If it says parking by permit only and you don't have a permit, please do not park there. Again, don't leave vehicles unattended. And if when you come back in tomorrow, if you can wait to go get your trailers until your Oppie or your Laser is all packed up and actually ready to travel, that'll help ensure everybody gets in and out pretty quickly. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sean. Now, to introduce myself a second time, I'll be the PRO of our Gold Fleet course this year. But before I talk about course location and what to expect from water, our Chief Judge Means Davis is just going to say a couple words.
Good morning. How many of you have never sailed in an Opti event with yellow flags and Rule 42? I see some hands. I want to make just a couple of things.
Scholarships through the YMCA.
All of our judges, and there'll be nine judges on the water, will be displaying this flag. This is the judge's flag. That's what we look like. If you were to be penalized by a judge for breaking Rule 42, we're going to blow a whistle, raise a yellow flag, point at you, and hail your number. It's your responsibility to hear it. We'll be loud. We'll be in your face. But when you have a penalty, what do you got to do? Two turns penalty. They did away with 7-7-20 terminology about 8 years ago before you started doing it. But that's okay. You can call it a 7-20 if you want to. Now, on the second penalty, if you get a second penalty, what do you must do? You have to retire from that race immediately. And in the sailing instruction, there's a special instruction of what to do at the finish. Read 1.4. For the Gold Fleet. This is a Gold Fleet's only. We will not be on the Silver Fleet for the Optics. We have judges on the Laser course and on the Opti course. Wish you all well. Any questions? Good luck and have fun.
All right, our Silver Fleet PRO is Selda Sachs. She's going to say a couple quick words to the Silver Fleet, and then we'll talk Gold Fleet momentarily.
Okay, good morning, everyone, and yay, Silver Fleeters! We're going to offer you the best courses and the best racing we can for the next 2 days, but we want you to go out there and have fun and sail fast. At this point, depending on the wind, we plan on being just east of the pier, somewhere in the vicinity of the big pier, and we will be your signal boat will be in a big white sailboat. Any questions? Okay, go out there and have fun, like I said, and sail fast.
All right, Gold Fleet sailors, we're very, very fortunate to have a fantastic race committee again this year for the event, and we're looking forward to running you guys the best races possible. Many of you were here last year, and you know how we roll. If we feel like the starting lines are fair and square, and you guys choose not to behave, we have no problem going and using the black flag. You know, if you guys are going to start responsibly, I'd like to go with P flags for the entire event. So if we feel like it's our fault that there's been a general recall and the start line square, we'll go into an AP. We're not going to penalize anybody for things like that. But I think if the race committee and the sailors can all work together, we'll be able to get plenty of races in. The breeze forecast today is promising. We're looking for somewhere in the 7 to 9 knot range out of the south-southeast, slowly clocking around to the southwest. Unfortunately, right now, we have a race committee boat out beyond the pier, and the visibility is less than an eighth of a mile. So our plan is going to be to AP all fleets ashore. And as I get reports back from my Windward Mark boat out on the course, we'll decide which courses are going to launch first. The Gold Fleet launch flag will be the D flag over a yellow flag. The Silver Fleet launch flag will be the D flag over a silver flag. And the Laser launch flag will be D Fleet over a red flag. Our intention right now is to AP at 9 o'clock. It's just going to be an AP flag. It's not over any numeral pennants, so please stay close by. And as soon as we feel that the visibility is acceptable to send 397 sailors out on Tampa Bay, we're going to take those flags down, and we'll probably start off with the Opti Gold Fleet heading out. The Laser Skippers meeting is going to be in 15 minutes here in the same location. Other than that, we're going to get you all on the water as soon as we can. Please do not forget to check out in the classroom. Safety checkout is in the SIs. You will also get your lunch, and you're required by the sailing instructions to check back in at the end of the day. Hope everybody has a great regatta, and we'll see you on the water.
And I just want to say one more thing for Silver Fleeters. The big white boat is called Night Train. Okay, thanks. Have fun.
There you go. You have heard live from the St. Pete Yacht Club, the Skipper's Meeting for the 2014 Valentine's Regatta. This is an international event for St. Petersburg. As you heard St. Pete Mayor Rick Christman a few minutes ago say, there are participants in this youth regatta from eight different countries. And we know we have a large audience today on RadioSt.Pete.com of friends and extended family members of these 390-some young sailors here who will be interested to hear how this weekend plays out. So wherever you may be listening, across the country or around the world, to this regatta, we welcome you and thank you for joining us on RadioSt.Pete.com. Between Radio St. Pete and the Facebook page for the regatta and the Sailing Center here, we'll keep you completely up to date on all the information. Also, handling microphone chores for our regular reports throughout today and tomorrow will be two outstanding coaches, young folks here who are also aspiring broadcasters. Abby Featherstone, you heard from yesterday. She'll be back at the microphone later today and tomorrow to report on the results, as well as conduct some interviews and give you some of the color and flavor of an event such as this. I have to tell you, this is my first event such as this, and you are struck by the scale and size to put nearly 400 small sailboats on the water with folks 18 and under. It takes a lot of people, and there are certainly more than 1,000 people here in this immediate area of the St. Pete Sailing Center at the moment. Now, as you heard, there is going to be a bit of a delay in the start of the regatta today due to weather conditions. Visibility out on Tampa Bay is less than an eighth of a mile in fog. That fog is expected to lift later, and a bit of a breeze will be picking up at that point. They're expecting perhaps 9 knots out on the water later today. A couple of other notes, things going on in St. Petersburg as we speak. We'll be coming to you from the Saturday morning market a little bit later today. That's on the parking lot at Al Lang Stadium, and it is the Southeast's largest market of its kind. Quite an amazing event every Saturday from 9 until 2. Admission is free. There's live music, lots of good food to eat, and that is the Saturday morning market. Today, a special event over at Old Williams Park. In the heart of downtown St. Petersburg, it's called Localtopia. There are a couple hundred vendors who will be set up over there. Mayor Christman will be headed over to start the program at 11 o'clock, we understand. And there will be live music on stage in Williams Park, a site of many events over the last 100 years. But today it will be Localtopia. going on all day long today. Stay tuned also to RadioSaintPete.com and our events calendar to hear about all the rest of what is going on in our town today. And hopefully by the end of the day, we'll begin to see some blue skies, and we will at least be enjoying a bit warmer weather today than we have had the last couple of days. And by the time we get to Sunday and Monday, we're finally going to get that promised sunshine and temperatures about 80 degrees. So we'll be checking back. Our scheduled time to check back with you is about 10 o'clock Eastern time today. That will, of course, depend on the weather here and the actual regatta schedule that will get adjusted due to the weather conditions. But keep listening throughout the day. And Abby Featherstone and others from here at the Yacht Club will be keeping you up to date on all things Valentine's Regatta 2014. The Valentine's Youth Regatta, an international event taking place here at the St. Petersburg Yacht Club in St. Petersburg, Florida. Young racers from eight different countries participating. This has been a live special report from RadioSaintPete.com. I'm Joe Bordeaux at the St. Petersburg Yacht Club. Keep listening to RadioSaintPete.com.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket.